Now, China's ban on importing coal from Australia has put a squeeze on their electricity supply and opened the door for sort of massive exports to the world's second largest economy. But are South African coal producers actually taking advantage of this particular situation? Mining analyst Peter Major says we are not, and with prices at a record high, we should be doing everything in our power to actually ensure that we should be selling our coal and we should be selling it at top dollar. Peter, very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. You've already summed it up. Yes, we should be taking. We're crazy for not taking advantage of this. We're almost suicidal not taking advantage.
Yeah, sorry, Peter. What I'm looking at actually is that how many years of coal reserves do we have? And if we're sitting on 100 or 200 years of coal reserves in South Africa at the current production rate, we will obviously have renewables within the next 50 to 60 years or even sooner than that. So what are we going to do with that coal? Why are we not selling it to the Chinese?
Exactly. I think most people on this planet will agree exactly 100% with what you've said. We've got more than enough resources. Reserves mean you can mine it today and make money. Well, at today's price, I could almost mine Table Mountain and make money on coal. It's touching $300. And this country was one of the most efficient coal producers for decades. You know, when coal was bombed out at $15, $20 a ton, we were still making money because we had a very efficient setup between our coal deposits, our generating plants, our railroad, and our harbors. We'd spent billions putting all this together in the best fashion possible to make money at the lowest price. So we do have 100 years of resources that can be mined profitably. We have the infrastructure to get it out. That infrastructure is not being maintained. In fact, it's being attacked. It's being stripped by gangs. But at these prices, you would think the country would put a priority on making sure our railroads work correctly. They would put a priority on making sure the harbors were operating at 100% of capacity, because these are unprecedented prices. We don't know how long they'll stay up, but if you can get $250, $300 a ton for your thermal coal that you're used to getting $70, $80 a ton for, and that was a good year, you want to almost put the army on it. You almost want to put the military, making sure we get every ton loaded up in pickup trucks, flatbeds, the boots of cars. Let's get this coal out and sold.
Chatting this morning to Peter Major, Director of Mining at Mergence Corporate Solutions, and we're chatting about the coal reserves and why South Africa is actually not taking advantage of China's coal demand. Now, the major manufacturers in South Africa are Mafube Colliery and then Anglo American Thermal Coal and BHP Billiton. You know, we have these major players in terms of coal, and China is still buying coal from Kazakhstan of all places, and we have these reserves. So is it a political decision, or is it just a decision basically in terms of let's keep our reserves for ourselves because we don't know where we're heading with Eskom?
It's in a way, everything here is a political decision because it's politics that drives the country. It's politics that steers the country. So we can't say it's a political decision, Zane. Politics is what's made our industry less efficient. Politics is what's made our infrastructure not work so well. And it's politics that directs our $1.5 trillion budget every year. You know, that money comes every year. How you spend it is up to politics. Where you spend it is up to politics. So yes, it's a political decision. And you would think foreign exchange would be pretty high on the politicians' list of priorities, because we need foreign exchange to run this country, definitely to grow this country. And if we don't put foreign exchange very high on the list, it's not going to happen. So China put foreign exchange at the top of their priority list decades ago. So China has received more investment money than probably the rest of the world's other countries put together for the last 20, 30 years. And we received a lot of the world's investment money, nothing like China did, but that's how we developed our mines from the 1870s, 80s, for 100 years. It was foreign capital that built our mines, grew our minds. It was foreign capital that was buying the majority of Eskom bonds when Eskom was developing Kuberg nuclear plant and its large coal mines. So we know we need foreign money to grow this. Politics can make those kind of things happen. Mm.
And the good thing about coal is that it's readily available. It's got a high load factor. And of course, coal together with renewables will reduce emissions eventually. So where are we sitting? Why are we not? And the fact is that China, as you said, has put their foreign exchange up high as a priority and said, listen, we need the coal. We need the coal to offset our industries and get our industries going. Whereas South Africa is saying, no, let's wait. Why are we not selling coal to China? And where are the barriers? What needs to be done, Peter?
Zane, you asked me at the start, where are we sitting right now? We're sitting in the middle of a very busy highway. And we're stuck in the headlights. There's cars coming at us. There's trucks coming behind us. And we're stuck. We don't know where to go. We started making the right policy decisions early in the new millennium. We were putting in legislation to allow independent power producers to come. We had a very efficient national electricity generator, Eskom. So we were going to allow independent power producers to compete with Eskom. And nothing makes somebody else compete better and increase their productivity, their efficiency, than having competition. So we did introduce these policies. We start out on the right foot around 203, 204, but then we don't back the policy up. Then we don't give it what it needs. And we allowed, what do we call it, stalling. We allowed special interests. And so for more than 10 years, we got all this. We literally got billions of dollars coming in, and we were going to have local build independent power producers. Some of them were going to build power plants. Some were going to build plants that ran on something other than coal. Some of them were going to build solar plants. Some were going to build windmills. And then we let special interests and politics get in the way of this. In the meantime, we let special interest groups and politics destroy Eskom. So now we're stuck in a major intersection on the highway. We have Eskom in a shambles, and we have the foreigners very angry with us because they put all that time, effort, money in here, and we stymied them. And you've mentioned, yes, coal's a bit dirty. It can be cleaned up. But more importantly, coal is temporary. We use our earnings from coal to fix our self-sufficiency and power again, to fix our infrastructure, to help our country grow. So let's use the coal we've got while the price is high to do that, to save ourselves. Literally, that's where we're at. Let's use this coal we've got to save ourselves right now. Mm. And politics should be steering that as a priority.
Peter Major, Director of Mining at Mergence Corporate Solutions, chatting to us. South Africa's not taking advantage of China's coal demands. If you are an economist, you'd like to comment on that, you can give us a call on 0214-460-567 or on the WhatsApp line for a voice note on 0725671567.